Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 18th day of Gemar Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Chai Cheshvan. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hay. Shlosha Achin, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters. Let's say Reuven and Shimon, married respectively to Leah and Rachel. Reuven, the older brother, married to Leah, the older sister. Shimon, the younger brother, married to Rachel, the younger sister. Only saying that make it easier to remember the names. Ve'achod Mufna, and there is a third brother, Levi, who is not married. Really, the case could have been if he was married to an unrelated woman, not related to Rachel and Leah, but Mishnah mentions this case as well, a case where he's not married at all. Meis echod mibalachos, one of the two husbands that are married to sisters, died, without children. So let's say Reuven died. Vosso bomo fenemaim, comes along Levi, and he is mekadesh, he didn't do yibum, he didn't consummate it, but he gave kiddushin to the widow of his brother Reuven. We call it maimer. It's not called kiddushin, we call it maimer whenever it's done to yibama. And it does not acquire, it does not mean that he's got full acquisition of the widow. Until he lives with her, until he does yibum, therefore the zikah, there's still a connection to any of the brothers. He hasn't removed the complete zikah of Leah. But then what happens is, v'achakach meis achiv asheni, then the second brother, Shimon, dies also without children. Which means that Shimon's wife, Rachel, the widow, sister of Leah, now needs Yibum as well. So what is the halacha? What happens? What can Levi do? Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Ishto Imai. Levi has done Maimer already on the first widow, on Leah. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, that's considered completely his wife. He can keep her. The halacha. And the other sister, the other widow, the second widow, that's Rachel, who now comes and asks, do I need yibum? Says Beis Shammai, she doesn't need anything. Teitzei, she can go out and get married to anyone she wants. She's completely free of chalitza. Why? Under the category of Mishum Achos Isha. She, Rachel, is called the sister of the wife of Levi. And of course, Achos Ishta is an erva. Beis Shammai of the opinion that just the maimer alone is sufficient. The maimer that Levi did to Leah is sufficient to make Leah properly his wife, and therefore the sister of his wife, Rachel, would be the sister of his wife, completely an aroyos, nothing required. It's an erva. They say moitzis ishta begeta v'chalitza. Beis Hillel of the opinion that a maimer does not make a full acquisition on the Yavama. And it will not mean that Leah is Mamash's wife, is Levi's wife. And therefore, because of that, when Rachel now dies, the second widow comes along, she becomes skuka to him. Not only does she become skuka, connected to Levi, not only is there a connection now from Levi to him, but she will prohibit Levi to consummate his marriage with Leah by doing Yibum, by living with her. Even though he gave a Maimer before Rachel came to him for Yibum. In other words, he can't keep her. Levi has to say goodbye to the wife or to the woman he gave Maimer to, namely to Leah. So what will happen is, both sisters will require Chalitza, because according to Beis Hillel, this is a classic case of two sisters falling simultaneously for Yibum. And since he has done something to Leah, he's given her Maimer, there is a little kinyan, there is what's called a partial acquisition, Minrabonon. And for that reason, he has to remove both the partial acquisition and to remove the Torah Zikah of a Yibum. So he has to do two things. Levi will be required to give a get to Leah. The get will remove the maimer that he's made, that kiddushin. You don't. It's like a person who gave kiddushin needs a get. So he needs a get to take away the maimer, but he also needs to give her chalitza to remove the zika of the yibum, because according to Beis Hillel, there's a zika still there. He hasn't consummated. Ve'eshesachiv. Meantime, the other sister Rachel, she will need a chalitza. She needs to have chalitza. Why? Because she is connected to Levi as well. There's a zika on him. And she's not just free because of Achas Ishtei, because Beis Hillel hold it's not properly Achas Ishtei. Says the Mishnah, Zohi She'omro. This is the case where they refer to by saying the following expression, Oiloi al Ishtei v'oiloi al Eishes Achiv. Woe to him for his wife, and woe to him for the wife of his brother. Woe to Levi, in other words, in the case we've said, woe to him for his wife, Nebuch, he has to divorce her with a get, he can't keep her, because of the zika that there is now from the other sister. So therefore she's called the wife that he's married to, or that wife that he gave maimer to, is called, inverted commas, achos gukosai. V'oilo aleshesachiv, and woe to the wife of his brother that he has to give chalitza. He can't do yibum to her too. He loses both of them for no fault of his own. Mishnah Vav. Shlosha achin, there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shnaimen, two of them in a suim shtachos. Exactly the same case. Two of them married to two sisters, but ve'echad nosu nochris. Levi is married to an unrelated woman. Nochris does not mean a non-Jew. Nochris here means a woman that is not related to Leah Rachel, not related to the two sisters. Okay. Reuben married to Leah, Shimon married to Rachel, Levi married to Sarah. Let's call her Sarah, not related. Meis echon mi balachos. One of the two sisters, one of the husbands of the two sisters dies. Reuven, let's say, dies. Reuven, the husband of Leah. No children. V'chonas nosui nochris es ishtei. Comes along Levi, who's married to an unrelated woman, married to Sarah. He does yibum to Leah, no problem at all. Leah is not related at all to his wife. He does the right thing, he does yibum. That's the full acquisition. V'meis. But then Levi dies without children, leaving behind two wives. Sarah, the one who's unrelated to any of the sisters, Leah, and he leaves Leah. And Shimon has to come along now and deal with this. Shimon is the surviving brother. Harishon, or the first woman, the first widow, that is Leah. Yotzah, she gets out of this, she doesn't need anything. She's Mishamachazisha. She's clearly a sister of the wife. She's a sister of Rachel. So Shimon has no obligation to do anything with Leah. Leah is free to marry who she wants. But Ushnia, what about the second widow? That is Sarah, who is unrelated. She gets out of it also, Mishum Sarasa. She's called the Tzara, the rival or the other wife of an Erva. And as we learned right at the beginning of our Masechta, a Tzara of an Erva is free as well, does not need Yibum or Chalitza. Scot-free, they can go and get married. This is because, again, this is because it was a case where Levi Konas, he actually married, he did Yibum, he lived with the wife, with Leah. Okay. Continues the Mishnah, but what happens also by Maimer? What happens if Levi made only Maimer to Yileah? He was Mekadisha only with money or with a star, but he didn't live with her yet. He hasn't done Yibum, which means technically it's not a full acquisition. He's not really his wife, inverted commas, Minatara. Vomes. And then Levi dies without children. Now, in this case, Nochris Chaletzes Velemisya Bemes. Nochris means the unrelated wife, Sarah, who before, in the previous case, could get married to Shimon, but here she will need Chalitza and not Yibum. Why? Because even though Leah is exempt from Chalitza and Yibum because of Achos Isha, Leah is exempt because she's a sister of Shimon's wife, of Rachel. But Sarah will need Chalitza. Why? Because since the Maimer that Levi had done to Leah was not koina her completely, so therefore Sarah, the unrelated wife, is not called Sarah Achas Ishtoi Mama. She's not really the Tzara of the sister of the wife, because there was not a proper acquisition. Aye, so why not do Yibum to Sarah? Sarah's an unrelated wife. She's not a Tzara of the Achas Ishtoi. And again, she can't have Yibum done by Shimon, because as we said before, the Maimer does a little acquisition. It's koinha b'miktsas. Now, the truth is, the Gemara explains that even if Levi would not have done Maimer at all, even if Levi would have died before he got a chance to do anything to his older brother, to Reuven's widow, to Leah, there would have the same halacha, that chaletzas v'lemis abemis, that Sarah would need chaletzas not yibum. Why? Because, as we've said many times, as soon as one brother dies, leaving no children, his widow becomes connected, becomes zikah. There's already a zikah. There's already connection to the surviving brothers. In our case, to Levi. There's already a zikah there. And if there's a zikah, if there's already a connection there, so she, Leah, is already considered, inverted commas, like his wife through zikah, which would mean that Sarah, that Rachel, Shimon's wife Rachel, is an achos isha, and because through zikah, and therefore Sarah, who was the unrelated wife, would be called Tsoras achos ishtoi, the tsora of the sister of his wife. How is she the tsora? Even though it's not a really proper marriage, so how is she a tsora? But it's mirabonon, it would be a tsora. So therefore, in that case too, Levi, Shimon would have to give chalitza. So why does the Mishnah only say osa b'maimer? The reason the Gemara explains the Mishnah mentions osa b'maimer is to tell us the koyach of Beis Hillel, the halacha is not like Beis Shammai at all. Because if it was like Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai hold that Maimer, it makes a proper kinyan. If he does kiddushin to Yivama, that's as good as gold. That is a proper, like a proper kinyan. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, she would be exempt from chalitza. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that even though Levi had performed Maimer, but because it's only a shtickel kinyan, it's only a little bit of a kinyan, mirabonon, like Beis Hillel, therefore she needs chalitza. Last case of the Mishnah. Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achoyes. Two of them married to two sisters, like we said before, Reuven to Leah, Shimon to Rachel. Ve'echad nosu nochris. And one, let's call him Levi, is married to an unrelated woman. Let's say he's married to Sarah. But this time, meis hanosu nochris. This time Levi dies, leaving no children. The one who's married to an unrelated woman, to Sarah. So, what happens now? The konas echod mi balechois, one of the husbands of the sisters, let's say Reuven, comes along, and he's konas. Konas means he properly marries. He does yibum, he lives with es ishtoi, the wife of Levi, the widow of Levi, let's call her Sarah. Vameis, Reuven dies without children. Reuven leaves two wives now, two widows, Leah, which was his first wife, and Sarah, which was the second that he did Yibum to. And now these wives fall before Shimon, the surviving brother, for Yibum. What's the halacha? Horishoin, or the first wife, that is Leah, the one that was originally married to Reuven. Yoitzo Misha Machasisha. There's nothing that has to be done to her. Shimon has no obligation whatsoever to her. She's free of any zikah, of any connection. She is Achasisha. She is the sister of the wife of Shimon. Nothing to be done, nothing to be, that's fine. Ushnia, what about the second widow, the second wife of Reuven, that was Sarah. Mishum Tzarasa, she is called the Tzara of Achos Isha. She is called the other wife, the rival wife of the sister of his wife. And she also goes out without anything. As we learned right from the beginning of our Masechta, a Tzara of a relative will also be free. That's because Reuven had done a proper yibum with Leah's wife, with Sarah. However, also by Maimer, if Reuven had only given Maimer to Sarah, that means only given kiddushin with money or with a shtar, but didn't do biyah, did not consummate, he didn't do yibum, then avomeis, and then Reuven died without children, then nochris choletzas v'lemis yabemis. Nochris means the unrelated wife, that Sarah, needs to have chalitza done to her by Shimon and not Yibum, as we explained before. What's the reason? Because since Reuven did not properly consummate the Yibum, according to Beis Hillel, this of course according to Beis Hillel, did not properly consummate the marriage, the Yibum, with Sarah. So Sarah, therefore, could not really be called the Tzara of Achaz Ishtai, as far as Shimon is concerned. She can't be called the Tzara of Leah, min haTorah, because there's only a little bit of a kinyan, it's only a little bit of a kiddushin that he started. And therefore, because of that, to remove the zika min haTorah, she will need chalitza from Shimon. Why not do Yibum then, if it's not really Tzara? No, can't do Yibum, because midrabbanon, she is called Tzara Achaz Ishtai. She's called the rival of a sister of the wife. Mirabanan, she's called that, not Minatara. So Yibum will be required, she can't do Yibum because of that. It's a rabbinic prohibition.